This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You guys still have landlines, don't you?
Nope.
Mm-mm. No.
Why would I?
My mom does.
My parents do, yeah.
Xfinity and CenturyLink, for the longest time, sort of made it worth it. Because they were like,
triple bump.
Well, you can have just cable for $10 billion, cable and internet for $20 billion, or cable, internet, and phone for $5. And you're like, well, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take the phone. They forced you to have the phone as part of their bundle to save money. But it's like, for what? Do you answer that phone?
Where do you buy a landline phone? Like, where do you get one?
That's a
Best Buy, or do they have
you can get them at Target.
It was hard because the selections are getting leaner, and I still have to have a landline because I never upgraded my security system, and it's still based on a landline from AT&T.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They're bringing in a 5G cell thing for my, I haven't had, because they can cut the landline.
Uh-huh. There is that part.
But I mean, what do any of us have? That was the way they sold me on it. They're like, yeah, you should have cellular because they can cut the landline. I'm like, I don't have the Hope Diamond in here.
Right.
Nobody's outside going, okay, I'm about to cut it. Cutting the power, and they rappel down from my gym. Like, I don't have that.
With their night vision.
I don't have that. Yeah.
The cell backup's not helping you at that point.
No, right? Not to mention, if they cut the power, your cell backup doesn't work.
But I could throw the handset at them.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Your big, meaty Motorola.
And then, like, bring it back with the cord.
It's at least cordless, right?
Yeah, it's plugged into the wall, but then the actual handset,
yes.
I can walk around.
Right.
I remember when I first got to my dorm room freshman year, we had phones on our desks in our room, and we both unplugged them and stacked them in the closet somewhere.
Already?
Yeah.
And that was how long ago?
Not that long ago.
A significant enough time ago. Yeah.
Really? The old school?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Wow.
I can see you clinging to it. You don't like to...
It's just, it's comforting because I know how to work it.
Okay. Do you have a VCR at your house?
I do. I have a VCR. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, wait. It's a VCR converter, so it converts VCR movies to digital. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a cassette player?
Only because it's a converter. It is. It goes. It does. You're right. It's a yes. I got, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Do you have a fax machine?
No, I don't have one of those. We still have one over here that works.
I know, and I don't know why.
It still makes that fax machine noise, if you notice.
Oh,
it.
Man.
What's really strange, and this is totally off topic, but my wife is in a battle with insurance companies, and to submit your claim, you do, to do anything, to pay your bill, to do anything in the world, you can go to a website, enter your credit card number, do this, do that, it's done. To dispute the claim, the only way is by fax.
That's brilliant, because who has one of those left?
Ding!
I would give up before
I
go find the fax machine.
That's what they're trying
to get her to do.
Boom. For sure. Oh, and she's like, Kinko's going, I don't care!
Yeah, they don't know your
life. I will find this.
Yeah. You have to print make a PDF of all your correspondence, print it, then take it there and fax it. I know that within your computer, there's PDF fax kind of thing, but for some reason, they won't. Their system is not accepting it.
Are Kinko's still 24 hours?
I don't know. But I used to live in Kinko's to make band flyers.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
I miss it.
That's old school.
Yeah. So I've offered to be her fax Just like, it's weird.
Do you use the cassette player?
To listen to, so I never convert anything because it requires more technology and plugging stuff in. So I'll listen to old air checks and it'll play them back in mono, I believe. No, it is stereo. Yeah. So if you guys have an old air check, if you want to listen.
Can I humanize Steve in a way that you may not understand? He has cassettes from his old answering machine with his mother's voice on it.
That's why I originally got it, so I can transpose.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's the part where I'm like, you're allowed to have a cassette player.
Yeah.
Because then it's like
allowed for boom. Sure.
That's,
yes, and I'll glad. So the same thing happened to my father-in-law when his mother died. He had some things, but it's super easy to record them digitally, and then you can take them wherever. I could do that for you.
Okay, because I didn't. Do you remember the little cassettes?
Oh, the micros.
The micros.
Yeah. So at this point, you would just play it and just hit record on your iPhone and just sit them next to each other.
Yeah, you could do that.
And then just hit done and you would have a digital copy that you could email to yourself and it could be on your phone, in the cloud.
There are companies who will convert all your stuff. Oh. And I don't know how expensive. I've heard there's like, what's the name? Legacy Box.
Yeah.
And you just throw everything in a box, like Hi8 videotapes, like actual film reels, and they'll send it all back to you on a jump drive.
Oh, that rocks.
Like Dropbox, everything to you.
They'll transcribe, whatever.
Yes. My problem is, like, all my band stuff is on Hi8, and I'd love to have it all. It's got, like, our music videos, all of our studio time. But then, like, at the end of the day of shooting a full day of studio time, then I use the camera for Sinister stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I can't send it to them because then they'll have that.
Right.
Which girlfriend, roughly?
I was thinking that same thing. I'm like, they must see so much accidental.
Absolutely.
That's mortifying. I wonder if they alert you or if they just convert it and send it to you and you get it back and you're like, dang it, I didn't know that was on there.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.